This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score. Woohoo! Woo! Wow! How about that arse kicking on the south side last night, Mr. David?
Morning, Mully. Happy Tuesday.
Woo!
Yes, good to be back. White Sox did not have it. That was a carpenter who knows how to use his tools.
Holy.
Three home runs. Wow.
Holy cow.
Designated smasher. Three home runs for Kerry Carpenter.
Yes, I said yes.
Quite a night for the Sox. Quite a night.
Ooh,
it was
yeah.
a bad night for Jonathan Cannon, who apparently is injured.
Yeah, he's got a back.
Worst night for the entire bullpen, such as it is. Bryce Wilson, boy, did he take one for the team. He just kept on going out there and throwing pitches.
Oh, yeah.
And interesting to see Javi Baez play his first night at shortstop and make a play that was reminiscent of those days when he was wearing a Cub uniform making such plays. What a night for Javi.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool.
You know, Gleyber Torres is there. They got a couple of good players.
Which player contributed more to the 2016 World Series? Javi Baez?
Yes.
In a leading role, supporting role, or Gleyber Torres, who brought in Aroldis Chapman, who, by the way, do you see that nugget on Bob Nightingale's Sunday Notes column? Aroldis Chapman attracting some interest around the league. If the Red Sox are not in it, he will be shopped.
Yeah, and I don't think the Red Sox look like they're in it.
So?
Do they have a first baseman? Is their third baseman going to play first base?
The third baseman is actually going to Rafael Devers is going to be tried as a closer next.
Yeah.
To see if he can play one more position that he will definitely
they just want
resist.
One more position that he won't play.
Yeah.
How many positions can a guy refuse to play?
Well,
in a single season. God bless
him. He's at two and counting.
Yeah.
Really tough night, though, on the south side.
I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, it was the kind of game where if you weren't there camped out in front of it and you turned it on, you would be, oh.
Well, that's what it looks like when the best team in the American League plays the worst team in the American League.
Well, no, it's just what it looks like when the White Sox play divisional opponents. They haven't beaten that team in a real long time. I think the Royals, who come up next, are their boogeyman team. They can't do anything with them. But between the two franchises, the Sox have won like – 3 games in 6 years against them or something. I mean, it's an absolute absurdity how poorly they've done against those teams. And you're right. The The Detroit Tigers are worth watching just because the Cubs are going to play them eventually. The Cubs start their series in Washington, and after that, they're headed to Detroit. So
the Tigers know the Cubs are coming.
Yeah.
The Tigers know the Cubs are coming.
Yeah.
They adjusted their entire pitching rotation because the Cubs are coming.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Dustin and I were talking about it on Sunday, and they just moved Scooble back a day to hopefully, in their minds, get the series against the Cubs started on Friday.
So, well, today's a bullpen day for the Tigers, shows you how little they believe they might need
help against
the White Sox.
No. If they're going to score runs like that.
It's a really good team. It's a really good team, the Tigers. They look very complete, and A.J. Hinch just continues to establish himself as one of the best managers in baseball.
Pretty interesting, really, when you think about the White Sox, when they pulled the old switcheroo and they brought in Tony La Russa. They had A.J. Hinch's autograph on the photo of Tony. Like that, they thought they were going to hire him. I just wonder what would have happened to that team had he come in.
Hard to know. That's really tough history to revisit.
Yep.
And we do know that he would likely have gotten more out of that team because he's gotten more out of every team he's managed. And the scandal aside, if you can say that, a lot of people never will be able to say that. But A.J. Hinch is still well-respected and known as one of the best in baseball. Cool night from pregame. Speaking of the Tigers, there's a lot of Tigers connections with Chicago. You got Javi. You mentioned Kleber Torres, which is kind of interesting.
Yep.
Certainly Jason Benetti called all three of those home runs last night.
That's right.
And I ran into in the press box, surprised to see, you remember Peter Chase?
Of course.
Used to be the director of communications for the Cubs for all those years,
yes.
From 13, I think, to 20. And I did not realize, and this is my own oversight, that he had begun in January the same job with the Tigers, director of baseball communications.
Oh, wow.
Nice to see an old face in the press box. He's not that old. Looked very young and enthusiastic. Mm. And I would be, too, if I were in that job at this time.
That is, as you say, that is the best team in baseball right now. And it's been interesting because it's, you know, they're a really good, solid team. But one of the things they've done is they've taken turns. They have a different hero pretty much every night, and they've got a lineup full of them, and that was a real.
It'd be a great environment, and he was saying this exact thing: is that a winning environment creates a culture where everybody goes to work and they're excited to be there, and you get a lot more cooperation in that role when that's the case. And so the Tigers—they
got a lot of young guys.
Yeah, young. Yep. Guys on the rise, that's arrows pointing up. They've got some veterans like Javi. Javi's an established veteran who has now going to play a variety of roles. I mean, I think when you talk about Meadows coming back, making his debut in center field, I wonder what they'd do with Javi now. Javi can play shortstop like he did last night, and boy, can he still pick it. Great arm, great play. Yeah, he didn't really get booed. But how would you know?
Well,
there were enough people there to maybe create an echo.
No, there was no one there. But I would say that it's a good idea not to boo him. I mentioned that yesterday. Whatever you do, whenever you boo him, he seems to take notice. So,
he's fueled by that.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys.
Don't be booing him.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys. But the Tigers are now on a collision course, of course, with the Cubs in the World Series, right? It's got to be like that.
We'll
1945
see.
All over again.
It should be a fun weekend.
80 years later, history repeats itself.
We'll get a good weekend series with the Cubs coming off that Washington series and then heading right to Detroit for Scoble on Friday, and there's a three-game set in the Motor City. Fun spot. Just went there. Had a good time. Detroit's
in the midst of a renaissance.
Yes, it is.
They've got the Tigers playing as well as any team in baseball. They've got the Lions with Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about the Lions in a bit. Yeah. That's a very interesting day for them.
Yeah,
and then
the
Red Wings and the Pistons going through their own little mini renaissance.
You know, Rob Parker, our buddy Rob Parker.
Yeah, I remember Rob Parker.
Yeah, he said last week that the Lions' window is closed.
Well, he could say it more emphatically after yesterday.
Well, that's
when Frank Ragnow, their Pro Bowl center, retires
great
suddenly.
Great player, Frank Ragnow.
Age of 29.
29 years old. he's had a chronic, since 2021, he's had a turf toe injury,
yeah.
which, as you know, sounds like, oh, he's got a turf toe. But apparently the sprain in his toe has been incredibly painful.
Yes.
And it is like a really serious injury that has dogged him. He's struggled with injuries, but he's played through them. And he's played through this injury in particular for 3 years.
Do you think he's done?
I thought
he was in the midst of a contract negotiation.
There was a
contract
negotiation.
He was talking extension, and then all of a sudden they had an impasse.
Yes.
And next thing we know, he's retired.
I'm a little skeptical right now. But I don't know. What's the old line about guys who retire? When you talk about retirement,
mm-hmm.
you're retired.
He's pretty good, though.
He's good.
He's among the best in
the
game.
He's a great player. He's one of two great offensive linemen on that line.
I would suggest that based on how much that team relies on his offensive line and how important the center is to every offensive line, the Lions could miss Frank Ragnow more than they miss Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro
player
who's
yeah.
he's also like a leader and an important piece of what they're doing. David, they've lost a couple of guys on their line. If they move one of the guards to center, and that's what they're talking about doing, that would mean they would have the three interior pieces of their offensive line in different roles.
Yeah,
yes,
all new.
And that's
changed.
That's what the Bears are doing, but
Bears are upgrading.
They did it on purpose.
They did it on purpose, and they're upgrading. The Lions are making do. The Lions are patching together the boat that's starting to leak.
And so if you know what it's like to have a bad interior line, and sadly in Chicago we're familiar with that, that's what they're staring at.
They drafted a rookie in the second round from Georgia, an offensive guard, I believe, and they have some flexibility there. They have some depth. They also have a front office that's going to be likely proactive. Who else is out there?
But,
I don't know.
But the timing of this, man, he's retiring on, June 2nd, the 3rd today? He's retiring at a time where the draft is over, where the free agency period is over. There's scraps left.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's
tough.
Well, it's very tough, especially when you leave the impression while you're in the midst of a negotiation that you want to stay and sign another contract.
But the reality is, if you read what he wrote
I read what he wrote.
It sounds like
he could have written the same thing on March 1st.
Sounds like he physically can't play, doesn't want to play.
He could have known that on March 1st.
You think he's coming back?
I don't know if he's coming back, but I do think it's a heck of a thing at 29 to retire if it's not related to concussions. And it's not related to a brain injury.
Seven years in.
He had $42 million guaranteed in his last deal.
He's made the last three Pro Bowls.
I know.
I'm saying it's not like he's not playing at the highest level.
There are two things about this story that I still think don't add up. Number one, I'm not convinced that this isn't going to be something that in a month they say, oh, well, you know, we found the money. Let's come make a deal. And he misses it. The reality starts to sink in. Number two, if that doesn't happen, if I'm the Lions, I'm ticked off, even though he has been a loyal soldier. Why this is June 3rd, we're talking about this, and not March 3rd. Because they went into free agency thinking they were set at center for years to come. They went into the draft thinking the same thing. They wake up on June 2nd, oh no, we've got a gaping hole in the center of our offensive line.
Well, he made a lot of money on his last contract. I think he was a $45 million deal, four-year deal. But he's looking for more money. Maybe if they pay him, that will improve his creditability, but his credibility would be shot.
Perhaps. But you know
what?
They
wouldn't care
if his credibility is shot and he's still protecting the passer and Jared Goff has got plenty of time, nobody cares how much they can trust him. They know that they can trust him on third down. I think this is a big story in Chicago because of what it means to the balance of power, the NFC North potentially, because when teams start to decline and take a step backward, usually it's because of it starts up front. Everything starts up front.
He's been at this for a while, right? 7-year player.
Mm-hmm.
Since whatever year, he's allowed like – He's been pass blocking on how many plays versus how many sacks.
The numbers are staggering.
The numbers are overwhelming.
Yeah.
They need to print more money if that's what it takes. Sell more Fords and get that guy a deal if he's not, you take him at his word, but otherwise you got to figure out
what's his word. His word is he wants to stop playing. That's all his word is.
His word is
not that he can't.
No, he said, if you read what he said that he's got to prioritize his health.
I read what he said. That's what everybody says when they retire.
Right.
But you could have just as easily justified if he signed a contract extension and got what he was negotiating, he might have said, despite my injury, I will make my way to the bank.
So they'll go back to him and they'll
I would.
Pay him?
All right. I would. You don't worry about saving face when you're about to lose your season.
You think that would lose their season?
You think about the context, Mully.
You're
on the doorstep of the Super Bowl two seasons in a row.
And you now lose your window is closed.
Your window is open maybe for another year. You lose both of your coordinators. You think, oh, wait, we're covered because we have an offensive line and a defensive line that we have built around and we have all this skill. We'll be okay. And then the leader of your offensive line, Penei Sewell is great. He's the best player on that offensive line. Right. But your leader is Frank Ragnow.
Yes.
And now he decides 3 months after free agency, essentially, that he's done. You're going into training camp next month, reeling, looking for a center. Do you think that's not a precursor to maybe things that aren't going to be so good this year?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, well, I thought that when they lost the two coordinators, things weren't going to be so good this year.
And I thought that was a little overstated because I feel like it's always about the players. And now that they lose Ragnow, I think that this will hurt them more than the coordinator loss.
Yeah.
Because he is this heart and soul of that offensive line. And now take Olin Krutz out of the Bears teams in 2000.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
You know, 5 through 10.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about losing a guy.
Yeah. Like, he is their Olin Krutz.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we can compare it to here in Chicago because they haven't really had somebody like that since.
Right.
Anyway, good big football news.
It's huge news. It's huge news. And, you know, if he's just laying in the weeds looking for more money, then it's that's big news, too.
Yeah.
You're a cynical man.
See, if you would have said it, you'd be like, well, I've been around a while and covered a lot of these. I say to him, you're a cynical man, Mr. David.
No, I really want him to retire. Okay? You want the truth? It would be great.
Would you be shocked if he doesn't?
No. But it would be great if the Lions are damaged to the point where you feel like, well, now it's not just a matter of like, you know, aesthetically calling different plays. It's now significantly different. You can't run the plays you're calling. I think it's a really big deal
in Ben Johnson's offense.
Yeah.
And this may be simplifying or oversimplifying it, but when the quarterback is asked to take the ball behind center as often as he is, you need to win that point of attack battle every snap.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a center.
Bears went out and paid top dollar
because,
at that position.
Largely because of that, how important it is.
If Ragnow had stepped down already, do you think maybe that player would be heading
Drew
there?
Dahlman would be a Detroit Lion if Frank Ragnow would have retired March 1st.
Hmm.
Or you could speculate that and not be disproven.
Wrong.
It's all logical.
I think it looks like a very it looks like a great job to fill. I'm saying I don't know that he didn't want to be here, and I don't know that he wouldn't have come here. But if there was money coming from Detroit, they'd look closer than the Bears do to a Super Bowl.
It would have been more tempting for Drew Dahlman. With all due respect, he loves Chicago, but the Lions are on the verge of getting to the Super Bowl. 779. Good point. Jason Kelce left the Eagles. How'd that go? They did replace him, but they had a drafted replacement.
But they didn't lose him in his when he was 29.
Exactly. They had an adequate replacement.
They drafted his replacement.
They planned for the future.
Yes.
So the
Lions haven't had a chance to do that because this is an unexpected thing.
Similar but different. Similar position, different scenario.
No, I think it's different career arcs. You're talking about, like, as we talk about Olin, you're saying losing him at the height of his ability.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about now.
With Ragnow.
Yes.
Because centers can play a decade.
Yes.
Typically, if they're that good.
And he's 7 years in.
Yeah. So he's in his prime.
That's right.
And he's leaving the stage. And I think that that's a very compelling story yesterday. Unexpectedly so. Did not think we were going to be talking about the Lions offensive line today. I thought we were going to be talking about
I agree.
The Cubs being 15 games over for the first time since 2018.
Yeah,
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty good, and we'll get to see them play again. They took a day off. Let's hope that Kyle Tucker is fine. It was interesting. Talked to Bruce yesterday, and he talked about Kyle Tucker being beaten up.
I heard that.
But it wasn't just the one injury.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so you're just dismissing?
No, I'm not dismissing it.
Yeah, Frank Ragnow's lying in the weeds, and Bruce is lying.
No,
what else?
No, Bruce isn't lying. No, no. Tucker, he dove for a ball and he caught it, or he didn't catch it.
No,
he didn't catch it. Yeah,
he didn't dive for a ball. He was sliding.
I know, and that's how he hurt his thumb. But then Bruce said the day before he was about got an X-ray because he fell in right field when going after a foul ball. And
yeah, he said he was beat up.
He's beaten up.
That's
beating up right fielder.
That's the term he used.
I know. Baseball, violent game.
Guys get beat up.
I know.
You know, I told you that Chase Madroff is a human bruise.
He does. He walks around. How about him last night? Great play. Talk about a great play at shortstop.
No.
I know it was 13-1, but.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to talk about
okay.
that.
He's pretty good.
I think we need a break from talking about.
I'm fine with that.
I was a Pope. They sold the Pope thing out. That's great.
Sold out like in hours, right?
Yep.
Did you get your tickets?
I did not.
How'd that happen?
Well, I didn't get through.
And did you try?
I did try to make a phone call on their way home.
You should know people who know people.
Well, the thing was, you know, it was hard to get through, man.
You know people.
Who do I know?
Well, you know a higher power.
Okay.
And you also know somebody in the upper office over there.
Okay.
Might help, but either one. Depends who's answering.
I'll still go to church.
You can go to church and sit in section 108. Go ahead.
In all seriousness, and I wanted to wait till you got back to ask this.
Thank you.
Would CHSN air this?
Oh, it's interesting.
I hope so. There's a plus, right? See, there's a because the White Sox are going to be playing
right
within like a 30-minute window. They're at the Rangers, but there is like, isn't there a CHSN plus?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right, you've got multiple because like when you've had Bulls and Blackhawks, since I'm saying they have the cameras set up.
It's on a Saturday, right?
Saturday, they have the cameras set up in the park for baseball games.
We all kinds of possibilities here. We could do like the Chicago lead before the Mass.
I'm just curious, like, I'm in all seriousness, like, or is like, fun. Would, as an example, like, I know ABC7 on Sundays airs Holy Name Cathedral Masses.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I'm like, is ABC7 potentially coming in?
Because
I'm wondering if
Cardinal Supich is saying the Mass.
Right. I'm wondering if this Mass is going to be televised because of the fact that it was sold out.
I'll find out. Yeah. I doubt it. It isn't sports. It's a Chicago sports network, so
right,
I would doubt that they
from
would do
a,
that.
It's being done at a Chicago sports
venue. Yeah.
There you go.
Interesting. I'm not quite sure about that. How would you feel about that, Molly?
Oh, I hope they broadcast it. Yeah, I watch it. I actually tape that. We used to call it the Mass for Shut-Ins.
The 30-minute Mass?
The 30-minute Mass.
His homilies in there are so efficiently done.
That's why I do it.
He's a tremendous sermon giver.
And there's another Mass that's at the Mercy Home for Boys that I also tape those. I sometimes like to go back over the that's my favorite part of the Mass. When I was a younger person, I used to not really care about the homily because it didn't speak to me. And
right.
That's
been but now that you're
problem.
A writer, or no. were a writer,
well, I just I always
behind
like,
a microphone.
I like to listen to the Gospels. I like to listen to the two readings in the Gospel and try to decipher why those are linked together and what does that mean. And
your Mondays at 5:30 are quite inspiring, I might say.
I like to think about
yeah.
it, but I don't. Go
you
crazy.
Come in reloaded, like you're impacted by those homilies.
Like I said, I think the problem is. Sometimes with the homilies, it depends on where you are in your life and
it
what
does,
you're going
of course.
Through in your life.
But the
and
best ones are one size fits all.
Yeah, sometimes they are. Sometimes they're more of a show than you want. I'm just being honest about it. So
more of
that,
a show, like
while
performative.
While that is ongoing, when I was growing up, I'm just saying my general life experience. I tend to sit there and read the readings a couple times in the Gospel and try to figure out why.
This is what I want to know. Will Pope Leo, his videotaped address?
I'm interested.
Is that the homily?
That would be probably.
Is he going to provide the homily that day, the sermon?
I read somewhere that it's a message to the children of the world, and you know how I am about the children.
Yeah,
like the children don't get enough. I mean, how selfish are they? Can't you let that be a message to the grown-ups?
Good
too?
Question. 708. Will Sister Jean be there?
I would doubt it.
Why do you doubt
surprised.
It?
Because I don't think she's moving around too
okay.
well. She's 105 years old.
105? Is up to 105?
It's 105.
Wow.
It's pretty old.
What an amazing life.
Yeah, it's incredible. But I
we'll
don't
find
think
out that. That's a good question, though, Dustin. Will it be televised on CHSN?
It's a good question. I don't know. I asked that question myself. So we've all kind of wondered.
Will it be tailgating?
No. He asked that question. He was serious about it.
There will not be?
I don't
know. Think so. I don't think they're going to allow that.
I placed a call and have not received a return text back.
Yeah.
About a question?
Like information about this event.
Informational
like a
quest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find out more.
Yeah, we don't know much.
It's June 14th, 11 days away.
Yeah, we got time.
All right, we got a lot to talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.